This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 218 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are continuing on with our video game adaptation month. This is our second movie, and we're going to be doing a little 2007's Hitman. Now, Alex, I don't know if you played this game. This was a PS2 classic, still a series that's going on to this day. They're still making Hitman games. Did you ever play the game that this is based on?
No, you know, it's funny. I brought Hitman 3 a few months ago, never opened it for a PS5. Now that I watched the movie, now I'm intrigued to open it to see how the movie and the game works.
Well, the game was awesome. I remember me and my cousin used to play it. You could like sneak. So you play a hitman named Agent 47. You got a barcode on your head and you can like kill people and then like hide them in the bathroom and steal their outfit. So you could be dressed like a clown. You could be dressed like a UPS guy. Walk around and do your hits. It's great. It's a lot of fun for all the children doing hits. But anyway, this is the film version starring Timothy Oliphant as Agent 47, and directed by Xavier Gens? I don't know how to pronounce. He's a French guy. He did some horror films, and now he did this. Now, before we get started, let's go into some... Oh, have you ever seen this movie?
No.
First time watch. Okay.
Yeah, it's a first time watch.
Great. Okay, now this is... it's just tremendous. 16% on the old Rotten Tomatoes. Critic score.
16?
1-6. Yeah, 1-6. Pretty low. Audience score a bit higher, 57. Still, neither one... fresh by their standards, but audiences definitely enjoyed it more than critics. The critics hated it.
I don't get it. Like, honestly, like I'm not playing like the whole like devil advocate here. Like I'm literally dumbfounded because honestly, we're gonna get into the review, but 16% is really like a shit movie. Like really horrible. And I know it's the critics, and we already know how the critics are in terms of action and video game action and sci-fi and superhero. Like they all, if it doesn't have that Marvel tag on it, it's not going to be higher than 90. We kind of got that point, but yeah, that's kind of interesting. 16. I can't wait to get in. I can't wait to talk about
same.
This. This is
so
crazy.
Let's see how this goes. So this is a first time watch for you. This is not a first time. I have seen this film before. So this was a first time rewatch though. I saw it in 2007 in the theater. And now I saw it this weekend. So let's go ahead and get into it. Lead character, of course, again, Timothy Oliphant. He is playing Agent 47. That's his name. He has no name. He's just 47.
All right. So turns to Agent 47. I saw the game footage. I had to go and check it out before I watched the movie to see what I'm looking at. Is he, first of all, they don't show his, they do show his face. But my thing is he that character? I think they could have been someone else because he's more stockier, broodier, whatever. Yeah. It is what it is. But as of Timothy Oliphant as Agent 47, I'm slapping my man with a... What did I give this guy? I'm slapping my man with a 5. Whoa. I liked him. I don't know. I don't know, Nate. I don't know what to say. I totally enjoyed him. I never played the game. Okay. I never played the game. So for me, like, I know people are going to start killing me or whatever. Even the critics for 16%. My thing is, I liked it. First of all, his mannerisms are very cold. Like, he's a very, like, he's really good, like, Western. Like, we were talking off camera. He's really good in Westerns because he has that suave, like, that walk and that Stone Cold Killer face. That you're like, wow, he does have that face. He's, the way he speaks, his speech pattern, I could see why they hired him for this type of role. Like, he doesn't say much. They let his face do the work. But, honestly, man, the action... When he does it, top notch. I thought he was good. It's not hand to hand. It's mostly shooting, which I already know you hate that shit because it's only shooting. But I thought it worked, man. Him and the girl from Quantum of Solace, they worked very well together in this movie. I think he, honestly, I'm very dumbfounded to say this, but I really liked him. I thought he was perfect in the role. I thought he was good.
All right. Listen, this is your first time watching. You loved him. That's cool.
All right.
I gave him a 2. yeah. So I have played the game. He is, in a way, you're right. He doesn't talk a lot. you know, he's, you know, but he still talks too much. Like, he's not, like, this is not the character. Like, it's a weird, this is not really like the games at all, first of all. Other than certain things, like the logo on the computer. Oh, he talks to the computer. That's straight out of the game. That's how he gets his jobs and all that kind of stuff. The little logo, that, like, Hitman logo thing is, you know, he has the barcode. He looks like the game. I give his look, like, honestly, like a 4 out of 5. You're right. He's not tall. Like, he's not as tall as, like, Agent 47 seems in the game. He seems like he's, like, 6'4", maybe. But I thought he had the look. And I like him as an actor. Let's just get that out of the way. I don't think there's anything wrong with his performance. I think he's good. The problem is, like, Agent 47 is even more of a robot than this movie is, like, let's on. There's certain scenes where he has too much charisma. Like, when he goes to the gun, the brother that's, like, selling arms, he's like, this is a cheap knockoff, blah, 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 blah. Like, it's not what I would, how I would want it to be played, personally. And his interactions with Olga Kurylenko, that's the girl from Quantum of Solace. I think this was one of her first movies. This was before that. This was, like, the first time I remember seeing her in anything, to be honest with you. They're weird. Like, he takes her on a date, and then they're out eating dinner, and even everything there, it's just, I didn't like it. I gave him a 2. Well, it's not.
He was using her, I mean, to get to the assets to kill him. It's not like he was getting, she was trying to have sex with him, and he freaking drugged her to go to sleep because he's not into that. Like, I mean, I'm not defending whatever it is. I'm just saying, from what I'm seeing is, I understand the game. He is an assassin. You're playing an assassin, and he's doing all the assassin traits that you would do. I understand he's going in to infiltrate for the gun guy, so he's not going to be a stone cold killer. He's going to try to be mingled in, but then those are things that don't go.
Well, so that's the thing. Like, in the game, those are not things you do. You don't go in and talk with, you're not like having these. So as far as, now, okay, if I separate the game, which is hard for me because, I've actually played these games and I enjoy them, it's harder for me to just be like, it's a standalone thing because it's called. They did everything. They did a lot of stuff like the game. And then, now, you know who's more of Agent 47 than him? John Wick, in the John Wick films. You know how Keanu delivers his lines very monotone? And he doesn't talk much either. He's not about, he's like, I need a gun. That's about as much as Agent 47 needs to say. So I almost think he is a better Agent 47, and he's not Agent 47, than the Agent 47 in this, for me. But he's more than that.
No, I get it.
So for me, I didn't understand. You love them. 5. I like Oliphant. I think he's cool. I did like him in the sword fight. I thought I agree with you, who's good in the action scenes, but it was a 2 for me. I didn't really care for him. Okay, lead villain. Now, let me get the name. It is the Russian president who hires an assassin to get his own self killed, and the character's name is Belikov. Michael Belikov, that's his name.
Yes, Michael Belikov gets a 2. He's not good. Now, okay, so now he's the asset that he has to, they hired him to kill in the beginning of the movie, 20 minutes into the movie, and he does it. He succeeds. Then later they come to find out that he's back again. He's alive.
It was a double.
And then I'll let Nate explain that in the storyline. But he, because it's confusing. I was confused a little bit. But in terms of the character, he does not interact with him, but only speaking. They do not fight. He does come and get him, which I thought it was an excellent scene. Lead up when he was in the armor suit and he grabbed him. And I was like, oh my God, this is awesome. But anyway, in terms of the character, I thought he sucked. That he didn't do nothing except whoop the girl's ass naked, which I was just like, okay, that's all he did was abuse the girl that you see Hitman with throughout the whole movie.
Nika,
yes. Yeah. He beats Nika to death, like, most of the time in the film. You can see he abuses her. And the relationship between her and Hitman, they have, like, this love-hate thing. So I was like, it is what it is. I didn't like him. I was just like, he's whack. He's garbage. They don't fight. But I was like, for a villain that doesn't fight, to me, you're not getting a 3, like, at all. And he put a hit on himself, so that was stupid. So with that, I gave him a 2. Nothing to elaborate. He sucked. Yeah,
that's nice. I gave him a 1. For everything you said, except I hated him more because he doesn't do anything. First of all, he gets blasted. Then they're like, no, that wasn't him. It was a double. And then now he's alive. So then they pretty much are framing Agent 47 for the whole thing. And this, we'll get into this in storyline, because if you think it was a little bit confusing, is, and maybe more than a little bit confusing. So anyway, he got the hit on himself, and it's, you know, this whole sympathy thing, and he's, because he's going for like election or whatever in Russia, and then Agent 47's like, I gotta get him, I gotta kill this guy. And the guy is like an old man. You're right, the most aggressive things he does is beat a woman. So what, am I gonna give him a high score for beating a woman? Absolutely not. I agree with you there. That's like, wow. And as soon as he is, you know, has to do anything himself, he can't. He's useless. He's absolutely useless. And he's not in the movie a lot. Like, let's be honest. His double gets shot, and then he doesn't show up again till the end. Like, till the end. You see him on a TV, like, he's alive. And then he's at the end, and that's it. So he's a one. It's a weak villain. But also there's other villain. There's like henchman guys. And then there's like his agency guys that are coming after him because now they're all framing him for it. So there's all the other agents that are bald. They're cooler, I guess, but they don't even get, you don't even know their numbers. So, and they don't talk. They just fight and then die. So yeah, it's a one for me. Okay, action.
Five. This action is bonkers. I like the action. I thought it was really good. For a video game movie, I gotta say, so far we did Need for Speed. Excellent. I thought it was great driving sequences. We're doing Resident Evil. It's been great so far with the action. This one, I think, is the best so far out of the ones that we reviewed. This action is awesome. Awesome. I love. I had to rewind it because I thought it was so good. Was when he infiltrated the gun guy, the gun dealer, and he put the two clips into the gun and he just started spraying everybody. I was like, yo, this is awesome. The scene in the hotel, him trying to escape, I thought that was awesome. The sniping stuff I like is always, I always like movies when they snipe people. The way they executed it was cool in this one. But the way throughout the movie, like the guy knew how to shoot action, and I liked it. It wasn't close up; it was all far back, so you got to see everything. My only disappointment is that he had no hand to hand. Not much. He did have hand to hand, but I like to see a little bit of a mix of both. I guess I'm being greedy, but you get to see it because he does fight other agents that he does hand to hand with, which I thought he is so strong in the fighting. I was like, yo, this is pretty cool. He does some hand-to-hand. He does the sword stuff, which I thought was really good in the movie when he does that. But it was mostly guns, and I thought he was really good. And he pulls no shit, man. He's going to shoot you. He's going to shoot you, except the girl, because I guess he had an attachment with the girl. Other than that, anybody else, kiss your ass goodbye, bro, because he was not fucking around. This dude was just killing everybody. And I liked it. He reminded me of Punisher, like a cool version of Punisher. And oh, and the scene with the armor when he went into the freaking the cathedral. I thought that scene was badass. He shot up the whole hallway, and he's like, get up. And they threw him into the thing, and I was like, oh, my God. That's good. That's good. Other than that, I gave it a five.
Yeah, action. For me, the action's the best part of the movie by far. But you know me. I'm just not, you know, I like guns. You said maybe you're being greedy. I disagree. I think there's nothing wrong with having a mix of action scenes. Give me a little bit of everything. There's no car chases in this movie. So, okay, there's no car chase. That's fine. Mm-mm. If it had one, that would have been cool. He has a car. Oh, yeah. He has the girl in the car, but there's none. There's a lot of shooting. The club scene is great. I agree with you. As far as the shooting goes, it's the best part. I do like that scene. And I like the R-ratedness of this movie, too. You know, you got blood spraying out of people when they get shot. And I like it. The director comes from horror movies, so it's no reason. You know, it makes sense that there's, like, blood. But that's what I want. I want that. You know what I mean? I'm for it. I like the sword fight on the train because it's different. It's not just guns. So he gets on a train, and there's, like, three other agents with him. And they all put their guns down, and then they all have swords. So they all take out their swords, and they're all standing. And then all of a sudden, they just all start fighting. I thought it looked great. I thought it was shot well. It was fun. I like the close quarters in a subway car. You know, you can't like get away. And then he fights the one guy in the train tracks, and he's like, it was cool. I liked it. I did like that scene. I thought it was strong. Oliphant was great in those scenes. The hotel escape is fun. You know, when he's going up the stairs, and he goes in this part made me laugh so hard. When he goes in the ice to get his guns, those ice cubes were hilarious. Because it clearly weren't ice. They were big, square, like they didn't even look like ice. And I was like, what? This director couldn't just get some ice and put it in there. Maybe it would have messed up the props. I don't know. It looks hilarious. It looks like the fake ice you would put like in a kid's like a little house, you know, and they're like doing playing house. It looked like that. But he takes out the guns and then he runs, he jumps off the rope. Like it was fun. It was fun, but it is mostly guns. I'm not crazy about just unlimited guns. You got to do something creative with guns. A la John Wick, you know, you got to do, or like Equilibrium or Wanted with the curving bullet. Like at least do something where it's awesome. And this was pretty straight, but it has some good scenes. I gave it a 4. I gave it a 4. We're not far apart. I did think it was, I thought the action was the best part. Hands down, not even close. All right, here we go. Storyline.
All right. It's hard for me to say this, but it's a 1. It's a 1. I think, like, everything, look, and I'm not, and it sucks because you had a good actor playing Agent 47. I know I never played a video game, and I assume that he is, like you said, he's a silent John Wick type, but you got a good actor playing him. It's not like you have a shit actor with a shitty script. Like, you have actually a really good character here. My only complaint is that I was confused from the beginning. I was like, okay, I see he assassinated this guy, but then again, there was another double. And I'm like, oh shit, then who's the real guy? And I'm like, and I hate movies that do that because you got to give it to me straight up. Like, if you're going to do the twist shit, don't do it. You snipe him, and then 5 minutes later, it's a double. Like, what? Like, you could have did that at the end when he walks in. And he, you know what I mean? Like, something, yeah, like, he did all this journey, and why are they killing him? And all of a sudden, he walks in, and he goes, I thought I killed you. And he goes, Agent 47.
You thought wrong, Baldy.
You thought wrong. Kaskikis. But I was really annoyed with it. Other than that, the storyline between him and Nika didn't work for me as much, because if he's someone that doesn't talk much, then it makes no sense for him being attractive. I mean, she is attractive. He was attracted to her because you saw it. He was attracted. So I was like, okay, that's fine. But for someone that is a stone cold killer robot, he should not even give two shits for this girl. At all. That's just me. To me, it didn't work with that type of character, I guess. But I mean, other than that, yeah, it's a 1, man. I don't even know what to add, because I already know you have a whole dialogue going. So well, go ahead. What you got?
You said it hurts you to say that, and it does not hurt me to say that, but this piece of crap, it's getting a 1. This is one of the most incoherent storylines in a movie that we've done in a while. We've given other low scores for storyline, but this is incoherent. You don't know what's going on. You don't know. It's like, it's just nonsense. He's just going around. It's so confused. The movie opens, first of all, the way they tell the story is so horrible. It opens in the dude's house. The guy goes to his house, and he's sitting in the chair, and he's like, your family's okay. Your family's safe. Don't worry about it. And then it's like, 3 weeks ago. It's like, what? What? Just tell it normal. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That end, the beginning scene could have literally just been at the end of the movie. They didn't have to do this weird wraparound thing. So that's number one. Strike one right off the bat. I'm like, okay, here we go. The 3 weeks ago, or however many long weeks ago it was. I don't know. Then you go, and then you have, I hate when these movies do this. With the whole, like, you're following the agent. Dougray Scott's character, who he's a good actor. You know, I like him, but you're following him around. Which, by the way, he was supposed to play Wolverine before Hugh Jackman got it. It was supposed to be that guy. So good thing they switched. But Dougray Scott, he's fine. You know, I don't mind him. But you're following him trying to track down Agent 47. And then you got Agent 47 who's trying to, like, get to the... And you never know whose allegiance is to who. What is this guy? Like, then there's, like, the... So you have... Okay, you have Agent 47. Then they don't really talk about his agency much. You get no real backstory on that. You just know he's an assassin. He talks to a laptop. Then you get the Interpol, which is Dougray Scott's character. He's for Interpol. Then you get, like, the Russian version of, like, the CIA or whoever they are. That other guy, Robert Knepper, is the actor. Him. Now he's trying to... He's like, get out of our way. We're going to solve it. This is the most basic, like, basic, bottom of the barrel dad movie writing that I've seen in a while. Like, this is, you know, like, this is go to Walmart. I saw this action movie DVD and I picked it up. That's the level of story in this movie. And it's sad because I agree with you. I think you got a good actor in the lead. You got good actors all around. Like, the acting is not bad in this movie. It's not like nobody's like corny, but the script doesn't. It's just like a drunk guy wrote it. I don't know. The whole movie just feels like it's drunk and it's not satisfying. It's not satisfying. Like, nothing happens here that you're like, yes, I'm satisfied, because you don't know what the hell's going on most of the time anyway. So I agree with you. I gave it a 1. It's really terrible. And, you know, for these games, you know what? It's a good comparison. You remember Shooter, how he's doing a snipe and then he gets framed, and then this came out like the same year. Didn't Shooter come out in 2007 also? I'm pretty sure.
I believe so.
Yeah. If not 07, then maybe like 08 or 09. Or it was around that time. That movie did it way better. That movie did it a million times better than this movie does it. Yeah, 2007. Okay, so they were being worked on at the same time, and one of them really nailed that kind of story, and this one just fumbled the ball so hard. It's really bad. It's really, really, really bad. So it's a one for me. What's your overall?
My overall is a 3. Now, it's a good film. Besides the script, right? I think it was enjoyable. I enjoyed it for what it was. This, my friend, goes under watchable crap. I think this actually is a film. If you just want to put on a movie in the background while you're working, Hitman is not that bad. You do get naked, the chick from Quantum of Solace. She is nude, for those of you perverts out there. You get to see her.
For all you pervs.
Oh, you pervs. Nudie. Other than that, you got great action. You got great lead character. The only thing is lackluster is the storyline. But if you're doing work or you need something as a distraction, yeah, I wouldn't mind it. And would I be picking this up? I would pick this up if I find it for cheap, whether it's Blu-ray or I doubt it has a 4K. Does this have a 4K?
No, only the sequel has a 4K.
Oh, okay. So yeah, it has a Blu-ray. So I don't even mind paying $5 for the Hitman to add into the collection. Yeah, so I gave it a 3.
Well, that's nice. This has a god-awful storyline. This has a terrible villain. It has a bland lead performance. Not his fault. No, it's not a bland lead performance. It's just not an accurate version of the character. And it has good action, so I gave it a 1. I don't like this movie. And now I remember why I haven't seen it in 15 years. Because even when I was 20 years old, I didn't like this movie. And 20-year-old me hadn't nearly seen as many movies as I've seen now. And now it might be worse. I might hate it more. Now, I actually have this movie on Vudu, and I'm wondering how I got it or why, because I don't remember liking it. And then you know what I think it is? There was these Blu-rays that were coming out, and it was $5. And I bought it. It was like this like collection of movies. And it was, so I got a digital code. This movie, I don't like it. I actually see your points. I could see where you're coming from on most of the stuff. And I think the movie would work because it does have a 57 as far as audience score. So I could see it working as like a decent, if you're going to like it, it's definitely a watchable crap. No one can sit here and tell me like this is a top-notch action film, but it does have good action. And yeah, I would put it under that if you do enjoy these kind of movies. As far as a video game adaptation, I think it fails. Yes. It doesn't really have anything to do with the games other than the minimal like the character and the computer, and that's about it. The job he's sent on, okay, that could be from the game, but then everything else that happens is like nothing like it. I do like the beginning, by the way, like the opening scene where it's showing them in like the sitting with the kids and like tattooing them and training them. I thought that was great. I think it starts off really good. I think the first, besides the flashback part, if you took that out, the first like 15 minutes is okay. But yeah, it's a one. I don't ever want to watch this again. So now, what is your total point?
All right. Well, we forgot one scene. Oh, when he crashed through the window and the kids are playing Hitman.
Oh, yeah. The original Hitman.
I remember texting you going, did I just see this scene of him crashing in and they're playing him in the game? That honestly got me angry because I was like, that is like,
that's the kind of stupid
is like
stuff.
The curse. Like, that's like the curse of movies that hit them, that does the title of the movie within the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
I'm a hitman.
Like, oh, Agent 47.
I'm gonna roll my eyes back in the back of my head.
Yeah, that to me, I get irky. Unless the film fits the movie title, like it works, then yeah. I go, okay, like 007 has some of them, like he goes, I have no time to die. And that's the name of the movie. I was like, yeah, this is what it's corny, but it is what it is. But there's other ones that just throw it out there just to say it. Like, this is one
close,
of those.
You're right. This is probably as close as it comes to that.
Yeah. Hey,
let's have, you're going to crash into this hotel room and these kids are going to be playing Hitman. And he's going to be bald on the screen. He's going to look just like you.
And he's wearing a tuxedo.
Yeah. Why would that game exist in the movie about that? It doesn't make any sense.
No, it don't. And then I wanted to ask you, when he walks into the suit store to get a new suit, did he kill the guy? Like, he had no money, right? I don't. Is he like John Wick that they knew him?
So I think he paid for it, but there's no implication otherwise, because I don't think he's not that kind of guy. He doesn't just kill strangers or like innocent people. He kills like the jobs he's doing pretty much. Well, as far as from my knowledge of the character. So I'm assuming he paid for it.
Unless he intimidated him.
Paid for it. Yeah, he could have. If he killed him, I mean.
You. If you don't have a red tie.
Because he walks in and all of a sudden he comes out with this nice black suit with the red tie. That's the iconic look. You know, that's the Hitman look right there. So
I'm not going to lie, though. The red tie and the suit, that shit looked jiggy. I was like, all right. Yeah, but my thing is, if you're trying to infiltrate dudes, why you have the barcode? Like, as a cop, I'm like, all right, let's look for barcodes. Like,
let's look for a bald guy with a barcode. There can't be only one, probably.
Anyway. Total point, I gave it a 16. I actually enjoyed this movie. I thought the movie was good. It's watchable crap. I would be purchasing it. I just saw it right now on Macquarie for $5. So I might just be picking it up with some Need for Speed. I think so far, I would say the video game month hasn't been as bad as we thought. We thought it was going to be like Rollerball bad.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? So I far, you that. Picked movies that have been actually enjoyable to watch. Need for Speed was one of those underrated to me movie that I really enjoyed. And I'm going to get it. Hitman. It's another one. I don't mind it. I'm like, you know what? This is actually pretty good. It's not bad, but it's watchable. Crap.
Yeah, that's all that matters. Yeah, I'm glad. I mean, I got through it okay. It's short. It's only like 90 minutes. So at least it
that
doesn't-
That too,
like,
that was good.
Yeah, it doesn't stay around for 3 hours being horrible. It's a 9 out of 25 for me. It didn't work as good. I thought the action was cool, but it's just not a movie that I personally enjoy, but it's a big game series. So I wanted to include it in the list. Now, a little fun fact for you, and this is a movie that might appear in one of our, you know, we do our Rollerball Month, which is we should just call it Rollerball Month, where we take the really lowly, like horrible rated action movies and see if they're that horrible. Well, Hitman Agent 47, the sequel to this, has an 8% on Rotten Tomatoes. So
is he back?
Nope, it's a different actor. It's an 8. So maybe, just maybe in the future, we might be covering the sequel to this movie, which I also saw and also remember thinking it was absolutely horrible. So maybe, maybe not. We'll see. But anyway, it's a 9 for me, 9 out of 25. Now, next week, we got a couple of more video game movies, but one franchise, one standalone. We're going to be doing some Resident Evil Retribution, the 5th out of 6. In the Resident Evil franchise. And then, Alex, a movie you started watching the other day, but we'll have to finish now because we're going to be doing a little Assassin's Creed. Now, I haven't seen this since the theater, and from what I remember, I think you're going to be mad at me and change your mind about me picking movies that are pretty good. I remember not liking it because I don't know what was happening. So we'll see if maybe I got smarter over the last couple years. Maybe I got dumber. I don't know. We're going to find out. We're going to be great cast. Michael Fassbender, Marion Cotillard. Like, you know, it's legit. But is it good? Oh, isn't, what's this guy? Isn't Jeremy Irons is in it?
Jeremy Irons is in it, yeah.
So Assassin's Creed. We're going to be doing a little, and you've played that game, yes?
I play Black Flag.
Okay, so you've played
and then Valhalla.
Okay, because they follow the same. They all have the same like, the thing. The guy goes back in time with the technology and whatever.
Yeah. Well, is it what they? No, it's like the blood of the ancestor because he gets in the machine and his DNA.
Well,
not the movie. I'm talking about the game, the Valhalla. The character that you playing is basically, I guess, I believe he's like you're in the bloodline, so you're in the machine, and you have to find where whatever it is. So you're reliving. Your ancestors or whatever. Okay. Whatever. Cool. It sounds dumb, but
I don't know if this movie does. I think this one follows like the original games where you just like it's like a technology of some sort.
Oh, okay. Well, it was technology, but anyway, like I said, I played the damn thing once or twice and then I was like, this is way too much for me.
My brother played them. I remember it being fun when you like jump off the cliff and you can land in the hay basket leap of fate. And stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's cool. So anyway, we'll see how this turns out. I have low expectations. So sometimes low expectations make for great results. But yes, anyway, those are the next two movies we got coming up.
Well, I did see it and I was like, you went, why are you watching that? And I went, oh, that's the wrong movie. So
turn it off. How far did you get?
Turn it off. Honestly, Jeremy Irons showed up in a vehicle and then I didn't know why. So
turn that movie off.
Yeah.
You were like, hey, man, what's going on? I'm like, don't watch that yet. Next week.
It was one of those. I was like, what? I'm going to have to watch it with subtitles. When I don't know the movie was going on, like Tenet, I have to hit the subtitles on so I can see maybe what's going on.
Yeah,
maybe buy the script.
Your framed Assassin's Creed script.
Signed by Michael Fassbender. All right, anyway, if you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflicks for the video version of the podcast. And of course, the website is down right now. We are under construction. We are updating it. We're going to remodel the entire website for you guys. So it should be up between the end of January. I'm trying to hit that goal there. But other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.